All right, Jason Goodman came in the other day and he said, oh, I found this thing. It was in my Instagram feed. And it's a guaranteed way for women to be all over you. And they say, is it cologne? He's like, well, not really. It's like pheromones, but like a roll-on pheromone stick of some sort.
And yes. We said, what are you Googling? Why are you Googling things like that?
Well, because you must be. It came across, I don't know. It just came across my reel because I saw a girl go up to, she came in for an interview about this stuff. She's like, I have a boyfriend, but, and he put it on. The next thing you know, she took him in the little commercial and went right to the bedroom, even though she had a boyfriend. And then a few more ads later, it said, like, people were just walking by other people and the girls ran up right away to them. So a couple thought things that I thought right away. One,
where's my credit card?
One, I was like, I wonder if this would help out people like Squid. If
you were just,
and two, I started thinking recently, like, ooh, I could almost wear this and not say anything and see what happens later tonight.
Oh, with your wife, Carol?
Yes.
Yeah.
Nice.
Would you like
I'm gonna have to keep her off me. I'm going to have to put it on later, though.
Oh.
Yeah, don't do it now.
Yeah, not right now.
All right, so we have intern Squidward covered head to toe.
And behind his knees.
Yes. And in the back of his legs with pheromones that Jason bought from Instagram. And we're going to see if it works. I know he's in a busy place.
Matt's going to thank me if this really works, boy.
And Matt's with him. What's up, Squid?
What's going on, y'all? How y'all doing this lovely morning?
Oh, we're great. You're about to, I hope, going to be a lot better in just a few.
So you're going to walk up to strangers and see if it, ladies, and see if it, there's any noticeable change in their behavior.
Yes, yes.
Did you bring condoms with you?
He doesn't use condoms.
Use those, Jason. You know I don't use those. Oh, damn.
Tell Matt he doesn't have to film that. Yeah, nobody wants to see that.
It's too late. It's on camera.
And I think I know where you are, so you could buy some there if you wanted to.
You could. That's true. Right at the checkout, probably.
Yeah.
We don't want to say where he is, but there's falling prices. There might be some falling pants.
Well, this location, there's several locations.
Yeah, okay. We're going trying to find my first victim.
You mean unsuspecting lady?
You mean your future wife?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, my future wife.
Squid, can you smell yourself?
Yeah, it honestly smells, I think it smells great. I think it does smell good.
It does smell good. It's strong, isn't it?
And I applied it everywhere it said to, the back of the knees, the back of the ears, the wrist, and the neck. So I got it everywhere.
Oh, it does say the back of the knees. Uh-huh. Interesting.
Down your pants, you know. When you want your scent to last all day, you put it in those spots because it's where you can be sweaty.
Oh, okay. You know? I didn't think back of the knees.
Mm-hmm. So whose pheromones are these?
I'm not sure.
I'm new in town, and I haven't really known the restaurants around here. Do you have any recommendations for any restaurants around here?
What are you looking for, Mike? Because there's just, like, fast food around here.
What's your, like, sit-down place?
Could go up to, do you like Mexican? What kind do you like?
I like what you like. why would I be in danger? You like everything? You want, could we go eat somewhere, me and you? Could we do that? No, not now.
Oh, darn.
Are you on your way to work? What about when you get off work?
Yeah. Well, I'm married.
You're married?
Well, that shouldn't matter
does
with
you
this
treat
cologne.
You right, though?
Yeah, according to the commercial, it doesn't matter.
Or how do you think I smell right now? Do you think I smell interesting at all?
Do you find me irresistible?
What'd she say?
What'd she say?
No, we're not. Well, maybe Walmart or these cameras. Yeah. But,
Squid.
Thanks for making mine. Yes, it is.
I think Squid forgot he's on the air.
Hey, I don't know. It sounded like you're a little flirty.
A little
pheromones kicked in.
Yeah.
So, Squid, explain what happened and how old the person was. And she was married. Did you get a vibe where she had to leave right away because she thought she was going to attack you?
She said, this is weird. I'm scared. Am I on camera?
Oh.
And like, yes, and yes.
Yes. Yeah.
The triple yes. All right, Squid. But, hey, you know what? You should do more of that when... But, I've seen you out before, and you have this weird pickup line like, hey, I'm pretty good at, it seems like you're on a deep conversation, I'm pretty good with opinions, and they're like, get the F away from me. I've heard three women say that to him, get the F away from him.
Well,
what you just did.
Didn't do that.
No, she didn't.
Your approach with the pheromones was much better.
Oh, he's more confident.
But I didn't have those times you're talking about, I didn't have the pheromones.
Right.
You're exactly right.
And maybe, just maybe, Jared, if the typical response of Squid going up to a woman is get the F out of here, maybe, in his case, it eliminates that. And at least there's a conversation.
Yeah, so it's already helping. All right, can you find at least one other person real quick? Squid is out.
Yeah, we can find someone.
All right, covered head to toe in pheromones that Jason found on Instagram and ordered that is supposed to be a guaranteed lady getter.
Yeah.
And let's not refer to them as victims, please.
Yes.
Let's
not say I'm that sorry. Anymore. That probably wasn't the best of verbiage right there.
We'll have to edit that
can
later.
Can we say where he's at if we just don't say the town?
Walmart.
Why not?
He's at Walmart.
She already said it.
There's some hot ladies in Walmart this time of the morning.
Uh-huh. There'll be a lot of moms in there.
Well, yeah.
How you doing? Mm. Hey, I just moved into town, and I'm trying to find somewhere to eat. You know any good spots around here?
Where are you trying to go?
What do you like?
What do I like?
Yeah.
Well, how much are you trying to spend?
How much are you trying to spend? You like Mexican?
No. I do, but I'm in a relationship, so...
Oh, you are? Did he cook you well, though? Yeah. She does?
Yeah.
Okay, well, can you just smell me real quick and tell me how this smells? Get a little quick smell. Just a quick little smell. No, you good?
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, no.
Return the pheromones.
What was that?
Well,
it didn't work.
We don't know.
Maybe
because
it's single ladies.
Most of the time, they immediately say, get the F away from me. And we're not getting that now. And it does sound like they're more flirty than I've ever heard before. So I'm wondering if somebody else, like a normal person, it does work. That's why I'm going to try it tonight.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to say when. I'm going to see if all of a sudden Carol can't keep herself off me.
Okay, well, you have to be the tester now.
I'll do it.
Plus, also, the woman that he just talked to was a lesbian, right, Squid?
Yes, she was.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So, I mean,
the way it's advertised, it's supposed to turn a lesbian straight.
I don't know if it made that claim.
It's an uphill battle, but hey, it's a battle worth fighting. All right, Squid, good job. If somebody hits on you on the way back, call back in, let us know.
Sure.
But so far, undecided. We'll find out tonight how it goes with Jason and his wife, Carol. Great job. Oh, hand it to Matt real quick. I want to get his perspective real fast.
Okay, yeah, here's Matt. What's up?
As an eyewitness of what just happened, explain the awkwardness.
I mean, it's extremely awkward. I mean, these ladies are just trying to buy their groceries, and then here comes a dude wearing athletic gear. Mm-hmm. That's generous.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
Just kind of talking to him. I will say that both of them seem to smile. Like, as soon as he walked up, they were both very smiley.
Okay.
Their body language, I was trying to notice that. Their body language changed. They went from facing, like, the aisle and the food to turning their body and actually squaring up with him.
Oh.
I think that's more of, like, a defense mechanism, though. You know what I mean? Like, you have to be at the ready.
So you get the taser out.
They were smiling and stuff.
Yeah, but you mace them right in the eyes when you're making eye contact.
That's right. It's hard to do a no-look mace.
Because I feel like if they're not interested at all, they're going to just, like, keep their body and just kind of turn
true.
Their head. And
yeah, talk uh-huh. That's true. Like,
they turned their whole body. It wasn't just, like, their whole body changed. They both laughed. I mean, the second one that he spoke to, whenever she was walking down the aisle, I saw her. She was on her phone, and she seemed kind of frustrated with whoever she was on the phone with. Oh. So the fact that he made her smile, like, she was already maybe in a little bit of a down mood. Okay. So he was able to bring that up. So I'm not going to write this stuff off just yet. Maybe if he wore something that didn't look like he just left bed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I noticed that this morning. I'm like, that's where he's going to try to pick up women with. But
and then also if they were single, he talked to two women. One was a lesbian in a relationship, and one was a woman that had been married for a long time.
Yeah.
So maybe he went to like a Thirsty Thursday or something.
Yeah, that'd be a good idea.
So maybe
we can try that.
Well, I don't want to contradict what Matt is saying. However, James Whitaker on Facebook says, I just saw Squid in my store. Absolutely zero women interested in Squid.
Okay. Well, then he was not part of the conversation. And Matt, for that record, I'm glad you didn't write it off because I feel the same way as you, because the women would seem like a little bit more flirty. Maybe Matt should try it with Hannah, too.
Sure.
Yeah, Matt, will you try it with your wife tonight?
Yeah, no doubt.
Oh! And then maybe Jared can try it with his hand.
Oh.
Well, you can see if the hand was more attractive.
I don't need any pheromones for that.
Sex.
Maybe my left hand.
Nobody finds Jared hotter than Jared.
Ain't that the fact? True words have never been spoken. All right, we'll see how it works.